Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Welcome to The Weekend. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Just a note, Marty's going to announce something special that's going to go on Monday for first responders that I think people will be very interested in helping to support and participate in. That said, it's been a very challenging week and continues to be so for many. And joining us from KDK-TV is Barry Pintar, who's been out surveying damage around the region. Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Tuesday's storm was considered to be one of the worst in terms of in its totality, and we had winds up to 95 miles an hour. Hurricane force winds did a lot of damage in a really short period of time.
They did. And to put that in perspective, when we talk about tornadoes, which of course this was not, but an F1 tornado starts at 75 miles an hour. So imagine when we're in the 90 miles per hour. Pittsburgh Airport, for example, out where near where I live, right away measured wind gusts 71.3 miles per hour. As you talked about, some areas up to 90 miles an hour. And as you mentioned, I've been not only in Allegheny County, but other counties as well. And I'll tell you, just from being out there and traveling around, the thing that has really taken me back is just the vast, widespread destruction. Of course, when you're talking tornadoes, it doesn't happen that way. There's usually a narrow path of destruction. But yesterday I was in Armstrong County at the South Buffalo Volunteer Fire Department, where they were giving out free dinners to folks in that area, because check out this number, 75% of people in that area, 75% without power. And when you get into the rural areas, of course, because we're very urban, and sometimes urban people can't experience this as much, even though there are people in Allegheny County with what I'm talking about, well water. When you factor in someone who relies on well water, now they don't only have electricity, they also don't have water. And real quickly, we're not talking just water coming out of the sink. We've lost water before, but water to flush the toilet for days and days. What are we on? Day four now, three, four. We're looking to day seven. So it's incredible the vast number of people that have been affected. And real quickly, one more quick thing, because I attended press conferences yesterday in the city and the county where Duquesne Light was there, Director of Emergency Services was there. Of course, the mayor, county executive, all these people working together. And I talked to the head of Pittsburgh in terms of cleaning up and just getting everything in line. And I said, how does this compare to some of the worst weather events we've ever had? And he said, well, you know, we had the tornado that touched down in Mount Washington. That was a big deal. We had the microburst in Squirrel Hill. That was a big deal. But this is unprecedented because of the vast, the wide, the expansive damage done to so many people. So, yeah, it's just extraordinary. Not getting this from me, who I believe that from seeing it firsthand, but whether you're talking to Duquesne Light, the cities, the counties around our area, they're all just saying unprecedented, unprecedented, unprecedented.
Yeah, Barry, I covered tropical weather storms and hurricanes in both Louisiana and Florida for quite a long time. And when I looked out my window during that storm and saw the trees bending over like it was a hurricane, I wondered just how vast this was going to be. And people talk tornado, and you, it's a great illustration you used about a narrow path, but the area of destruction in our region is hurricane-like, don't you think?
Absolutely. And even worse, Larry, I think, because again, when I was out that within an hour after that, KDKA TV had me out reporting, surveying the damage, interviewing people. And what I experienced and what other people told me as I was interviewing them, that one of the shocking things about this drastic weather event is that it really felt like, when I say 1 minute, I'm literally meaning 1 minute as in 60 seconds. One woman told me, I was outside playing catch football with my son, and within 1 minute, this deep wind felt like it fell from the sky, and debris was hitting me in the face, and we just ran to the basement. So even when you're talking about hurricanes and tornadoes, there's a kind of an approach. This just, all one moment it felt calm, and then bam, it just hit us. And within that hour, again, vast county by county, southwestern Pennsylvania, just this insane amount of regional destruction.
And therein lies the issue with manpower to do the cleanup. Some trees are still laying on wires in roadways, in neighborhoods, so the cleanup effort continues. Barry, appreciate your time this morning as always, my man. Thank you.
Absolutely. My pleasure, Larry.
Barry Pintar from KDKA TV.
Barry is a terrific reporter. We're glad to have him back home here from Los Angeles, one of the top markets in the country. Number two, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And you talk about issues related to weather there.
Can you imagine covering weather-related disasters in California? That I don't think I would like to do that.
No.
Between the rain and the mudslides and the fires and the earthquakes, I'll take a pass.
I actually went to college with Barry. And when he left, I mean, he was gone for a long time, but like many Pittsburghers, at some point, you get pulled back home.
And I understand why.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've been around us long enough.
Having had opportunities to go other places, and you compare and you look at the lifestyle we have here and all that we do have, it's any wonder so many people.
Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. AUDACY. Also, we could use your input. We have a unique feature there. If you go to the KDK page, and again, it's free, there's a microphone. You press the microphone, record a question for our Democratic primary debate, which is coming up next Thursday, 9:30. Lenny McAllister and I will be with Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey and challenger Corey O'Connor. But we want to hear from you. And that's the AUDACY Odyssey free app, KDK page. Look at the microphone. Click it and say it. And we got you. Also, enter the KDK radio contesting page, and you have a chance to win a couple of tickets to the Pittsburgh Power and Fitness Festival next Sunday at the David Lawrence Convention Center. Jim Mannion's 50th. And this is a gentleman who's from Pittsburgh. He and his grandson Tyler do shows all over the world. I believe, talking to him a few weeks ago, along with this being his 50th here and biggest ever by far, they do over 800 shows around the world in a year. Dirty Nikes. This is...
Dirty what?
Dirty Nikes. These are...
N-I-G-H-T or no, N-I-K-E?
N-I-K-E-S.
Okay. Spelling again.
If your next pair of Air Force Ones come out of the box looking old, don't worry, they're supposed to.
Oh, no. distressed tennis shoes? Are you kidding me?
Distressed? Very good. I don't know, Aaron. Fashion-wise, I know I see a lot of women in particular that love the ripped-up blue jeans.
Well, as soon as you said dirty Nikes, I knew exactly where you were going with this. Now, pulling a new pair of shoes out of a box that's already distressed is a push. That's a lot.
Well, they're counting on this working. This is either genius or not too smart.
I saw someone from my neighborhood walking into the grocery store this week, apparently just coming back from a workout with a tank top on that was all ripped up.
Yeah.
In the back.
That's a fashion thing, isn't it, Aaron?
I guess.
It is. I mean, we're living in a time now where fashion is so wide and broad. You can't point at someone. Someone could look homeless and they'll call it fashion.
It wasn't the ripped up jeans thing an 80s deal?
I think
probably. Yeah. But everything's circling back.
Yeah.
Everything.
Let's hope the bell bottoms and the tacky colors from the 70s don't.
Yeah.
How about a lime green leisure suit with white piping?
Awful.
By the way, fashion designer Donatella Versace is 70 today. We missed her birthday last half hour. Anyway, back to these Nike shoes. So they're selling a pre-dirtied pair of white Jordans for $130. The dirt on the leather low top scratches off over time and then reveals actually a newer look leather underneath. So the longer you wear them, the cleaner they look until you actually get them dirty, and then you wouldn't know the difference. Who sat in a room and thought, this is a great idea, let's go with it?
I mean, I can tell you that, you know, when I'm looking at shoes to buy and I see that they have the white sole, I'm thinking, these things are going to get dirty in a flash.
Right. This might have been a result of a meeting that went too long,
right,
and then they just went with the goofiest idea.
Oh, we know all about meetings that go too long.
Nice guess, Aaron.
You know?
Wow.
That was a very sharp surgical strike right there. I like that. You guys know Jack Black, the actor, singer, comedian?
Yeah. Yes.
He recently hosted Saturday Night Live. How about this? He's made Billboard Hot 100 and has broken a record at the same time. The song that he wrote and performed for this insanely popular Minecraft movie, Steve's Larva Chicken, is now a certified hit. It's just 34 seconds long. It's the shortest song ever to chart, ever. It beats Kid Cudi's 37-second instrumental Beautiful Trip and Nat King Cole's 1 minute, 60-second rendition of Deck the Halls. And again, the song is called Steve's Lava Chicken.
I was just about to ask.
Steve's Lava Chicken.
Interesting.
Okay, a little bizarre, but what the heck.
It's 34 seconds long, and he's on Billboard's Hot 100, and that's ridiculous. One more note. It's World Tuna Day.
Do you guys like tuna?
Yes.
Okay. Larry?
Fresh tuna.
Like a tuna melt or...
Oh, yes.
Tuna, okay.
Tuna fish salad.
Yeah.
Right? On tuna fish sandwiches.
Yes.
Yeah. Sandwich? You know, one of our team members claims he's never had a sandwich.
It's troubling, even disturbing to hear that. A grown adult who's never had a sandwich.
David Ballarato, one of our reporter anchors...
It's true.
...has said to us, dead serious...
Oh, yeah.
I've never had a sandwich.
I was discussing having had a sandwich in the newsroom a couple of weeks ago.
What's wrong with you?
And David was looking at me with a strange look on his face like like I had just had lobsters come crawling out of my ears.
He is one of one.
Yes.
That is it.
Have you ever met a human being who's never had a sandwich? Keep in mind.
We need to go in depth on this one in a one-on-one interview with David here at some point in the future. We need to know the answer to this mystery.
We're going to drag him in here next time I see him.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Beautiful.
And then I want to ask him about his pet deer named Lightfoot. And he had a raccoon whose name was Harold? I forget.
We always forget one of them.
But Lightfoot staring at David. K Morning Show, it is a very big weekend. We've got a lot of people coming to town. Nearly 48,000 people have registered for the Pittsburgh Marathon, and they're anticipating the potential for 200,000 spectators. It is a big weekend, but for another reason, still very much top of mind, people dealing with the fact that they have no electricity. Over 100,000 homes at this point. And I know, like, I was fortunate enough to get my electricity back, but we had to get rid of everything in the fridge. And so many people are in that position. And joining us is Jana Drexler, who we have known for many years with Giant Eagle. Jana, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
That said, it's a big burden for a lot of people to have to clear everything out of the refrigerator and then replenish it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think sort of no matter where you are on your grocery shopping journey, maybe you just stocked up your whole fridge and did a really big shop before you lost power. Maybe you didn't have quite as much in the fridge, but still had to get rid of all of those staple items and need to replenish that on top of your regular weekly shopping. Really, no matter what, it is a significant impact to folks. And I know one of the things that is top of mind for so many households as we thankfully do start to get power restored, but it really is disappointing and frustrating to have to go through that refrigerator and say, well, better safe than sorry, but I really wish I didn't have to throw this out and replace it.
Yeah, I've heard that from so many people. You won't believe this. We just went shopping and now we've got to replace anything. And I want to give a shout out to your president and CEO, Bill Artman. He and your team have come up with a special opportunity on Sunday.
Yeah, we're really, really excited to step up and do our best to be a good neighbor and be a good partner to the community and offer 15% off on all purchases made in our Pittsburgh area supermarkets on Sunday, May 4th. Hopefully that'll help people reduce that impact, reduce that burden on the budget as they do go back to the store and say, okay, we need our weekly essentials and then some.
So how does this work? Is it a coupon or is it just what happens at the register? And what about online?
Sure. So the great question, we're really working to make this pretty easy for folks. So as you go into any of your Pittsburgh area, Giant Eagle or Market District locations this Sunday, we'll be having coupons handed out in the store at checkout. So there will be a coupon that the cashier will scan or that you'll scan at self-checkout if you're choosing to check out that way. That'll give you the 15% off. And any customers who are either picking up a curbside pickup order or receiving home delivery on Sunday will automatically receive that 15% discount as well.
So you don't have to be a Perks member. It's anybody that shops on Sunday.
Yep, that's right. Obviously, we always recommend everybody be a member of the MyPerks loyalty program to unlock even more savings. This is a great opportunity to think about using your perks, a good opportunity to build a lot of perks back up to maybe use on your next stock up order. So really just hoping, like I said, to help relieve that burden because we know grocery budgets can be tight, and this is certainly something that was not expected for a lot of folks. So you might be looking at your budget saying, geez, I really didn't plan to do an extra full grocery shop right away. So we're hoping we can do a little something to help people out.
Jana, appreciate you jumping on so early, but thank you, and appreciate, you know, what this means to so many people.
Yeah, we're happy to step up and do our part. We know it's tough out there in Pittsburgh these past few days, so we are just happy to step up and hopefully relieve that burden for folks.
All right. Have a great weekend. Appreciate it.
Thanks. You do the same.
Jana Drexler, who is the spokesperson with giant eagle. Now, there are a few exclusions. Alcohol, as you might expect, fuel, cigarettes and tobacco, those kind of things. But you can check out the details if you go online to GiantEagle.com. And it is a very nice gesture for the community. So we thank our partners at Giant Eagle for that. Meanwhile, the weekend is here, and I mentioned the Pittsburgh Marathon. Coming up, we're going to have Troy Schooley, who's the CEO of P3R. He's going to give us kind of walk through what you need to know as you get into this weekend. Now, even if you're not one of the 200,000 spectators or one of the nearly 48,000 participants, there are traffic issues, and that starts today, and we'll get the latest on that coming up next with Ellen Gamble on the Big K Morning Show.
Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk, just under 100,000 customers, are still without power this morning. To give you some idea of how that fits in the big picture, in historically, generally we have 100,000 in a really bad storm, right, Larry?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. So in excess of 400,000 in the region at the peak after the storm hit Tuesday late afternoon.
And so now the question many are asking among these 100,000 customers, how much longer without electricity?
That's the multi-million dollar question. They've had crews come in from out of state, 400 crews, as I understand, to try to work through the problems. But now people are getting notifications that, you know, we're looking for answers.
It could be until Tuesday for some people in the Duquesne Light region. And that has some people looking at the calendar and saying, where could we go for a short maybe a short vacation of some kind, right?
Right, just over this weekend, because it's tough to get a hotel room because the marathon has had hotels, many of them, sold out.
Now, one bright spot that's emerged here in the last 24 hours is Giant Eagle and Coons Markets are going to offer customers 15% discounts on almost all groceries on Sunday, and that's going to come in handy.
My advice is go early.
Yes, right.
It's very effective. Appreciate the gesture, but it's going to attract a lot of people, and if the earlier you go, the better off you're going to be.
Now, that 20-year-old man who fell from the Clementi Wall at PNC Park has been identified, Larry.
Yeah, Kavin Marwood, who graduated from South Allegheny, by all accounts was a tremendous athlete. He went on playing in college, too, a football star.
In fact, in his senior year at South Allegheny High, he was the football team's MVP, according to a statement from the school district.
And still in critical condition.
Yes, that last word yesterday morning. We are hoping to get an update today.
And hopefully that will be the case. And that's what people are talking about, as well as, you know, just kind of now, every time you hear of a thunderstorm, people are kind of cringing.
Yeah, and again, today we have that possibility, don't we?
We do. 76 with where you do get a thunderstorm. I think it's important for people to keep in mind that a thunderstorm in and of itself can always produce heavy downpour bursts and lightning strikes and wind gusts. But we're not anticipating, according to the National Weather Service and AccuWeather, a extended line of showers to this, you know, 90, 95 mile an hour wind like we had on Tuesday.
Now, what is the risk level today? Is it like yesterday?
2 out of 5, yeah. And not everywhere.
Right.
Mostly west and south of the city. So that gives you some indication.
I know that was the case yesterday, wasn't it? It was mostly northwest and southeast of the Allegheny County area.
But any thunderstorm, again, can be dangerous, especially when there's lightning strikes.
I think we found that out on Tuesday.
Right. And, you know, I talked to a couple of people that actually witnessed lightning strikes and setting fire to these terminal boxes that the power companies are now replacing and fixing. So it's a big issue. That said, Kentucky Derby is this weekend, the 151st running. And here's a real oddity They're dealing with weather, but they're also dealing with something else.
It could be muddy on the track at the Kentucky Derby Saturday, but WLKY's Alexis Matthews says they're getting ready for bad weather and more.
Louisville police will also be busy prioritizing traffic control and crime prevention. Pickpocketing is common with thousands of people at Churchill Downs, and officials offer tips to not fall victim.
If you got a purse, it's got a zipper, a latch, keep that zipper up towards the front of your body and not the back, where you're a little bit more vulnerable.
I would have never thought about that, going to the Kentucky Derby. I've never been, but I hear it's quite the event.
I don't know how many people attend. I assume it's in the hundreds of thousands, maybe a quarter of a million people, but they're all packed in to either the infield, or then you've got the grandstand area and all that area that is out on the flat next to the track. People are packed in pretty tightly there, and that's an environment in which pickpockets go to work. Bump into somebody, you know, I mean, how often will you bump into somebody in a big crowd like that? A couple times maybe, right?
Yeah, but who would have thought of that?
But it's that kind of contact that pickpockets rely on to make a move, isn't it?
Absolutely. Another note in our industry.
President Trump is attempting to slash federal funding going to PBS and National Public Radio.
The latest executive order states that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting will end direct funding to NPR and PBS and will cancel existing direct funding to the maximum extent allowed by law. According to the order, neither entity presents a fair, accurate, or unbiased portrayal of current events to taxpaying citizens. NPR CEO has recently said that 1% of their budget comes from the federal government, but adds that it would be a big hit for affiliate stations, which get about $100 million of the just over $121 million that goes to public radio every year. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
So the end result, not sure. Like Voice of America was taken off the air for a while, but I understand they're back, at least temporarily. And that's the Voice of America that goes around the world to different countries in multiple languages.
As has been the case in most of these executive orders that involve some type of budget cuts or maybe even shutting down an agency, it's ideological is what it's all about. It's, you know, what the Trump administration is saying is that, you know, 77 million people voted for me, for Donald Trump, and one of the things he campaigned on was that we won't spend tax dollars on programming for NPR and PBS that a good portion of the population disagrees with, you know, ideologically. And we've got this divide in the country. And that's, I think, a lot of what DOGE has been doing has been, you know, if they're finding waste, they're making cuts. But they're also, you know, going after, you know, for example, we have the example here in Pittsburgh with the research money at the University of Pittsburgh. Right now, I guess the total is $45 million, and it's like over $600 million is the amount of money that they do receive in grants for research, so it's less than 10% at this point, but
it's eighth in the country in terms of the money distributed here. Yeah. In Pittsburgh.
It's an important center of research.
Having an impact there. And coming up right after your news at the top of the hour, Paul, student loans. Speaking of a swing, we went from, hey, everybody's going to get free student loans, their debt exercised,
right?
But now the opposite is happening. So we have news very important to a lot of people.
Another illustration of the ideological divide between one administration and the next.